bike sharing has turned into a huge business in China. Two competing companies now have a valuation of more than $1 billion apiece. Mobike and Ofo both have major corporate backing from private equity and technology companies. The latest round of funding came this week, $700 million for Ofo. Recent developments have been much less encouraging for a smaller pair of Chinese bike-sharing operations. China's Global Times reports Beijing-based 3V Bike has been forced to shut down because people have stolen some 90% of its inventory of more than 1,000 bikes. The newspaper says Wukong Bicycle in Chongqing closed late last month for the same reason, in part because of technological shortcomings in being able to track the locations of their bikes. One difference between bike-sharing programs in China and those in Honolulu, most in China do not use docking stations. This has led some patrons to leave their bikes where they don't belong, piling them near subway stations, for example. The result has been a bit chaotic for cities where many decades ago bicycles were more common than cars. The South China Morning Post quotes one university professor in Beijing as saying, "Chinese cities today are built for the convenience of cars," adding that in China, cities are very unfriendly for bikes. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.